Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Next hollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is We Three Kings, Gold Digger. Listening to Lanzotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was We Three Kings, a track called Gold Digger, which, again, it's another one of those when you get the title and you think, oh, no, they're not going to go, do you kiss my mama? Yeah. But it's all right. It was a proper one. Great, great song there. Great start to the show. Balls Out Rock and Roll from Manchester, Tony.
Cool.
And they're playing Tap and Tumbler in Nottingham on the 29th of November.
Cool.
So, if you fancy seeing them and you're in my area, if I remember, I'll go. But anyway, we'll discuss my attempts to go to the Tap and Tumbler right. In a little while. What are We Three Kings Bandcamp page?
We Three Kings Band at Bandcamp.com?
We Three Kings Bandcamp.com. Which is WETHREKINGS. We Three Kings Bandcamp.com. Probably be the internet one. Tony Nil. Ha! Oh! I just have to do this. Right, there might be a few of those during the show. I've got a joke for you, Tony.
Okay, cool.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And we've heard from Jeff, but this week we're not going to do his joke.
Oh.
Because we've heard from Steve, which means it must be time for The Voice of Steve. Right. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We've heard from Steve. This is not where we normally hear from Steve, but you know what? He says this. Heg tolo, Paul. Heg tolo, Steve. He says, I'm sending in a few jokes in order to inspire some people to do more and not make it Jeff every week.
Mm.
Absolutely fair enough.
Yeah.
Steve says, there's two here.
Okay.
How did the zombie get into college?
Don't know.
Because he had the brains in the family.
Right, yeah. Got you.
Why can't you tell a kleptomaniac a joke?
Don't know.
Because they always take things, literally. Nice one, Steve. He then puts, I admit, I stole both of these jokes. Don't worry about it, Steve. I don't think you'll be the first person to have not come up with something original on this show. Thank you very much. If you've got a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. And Jeff's jokes, I'm sure, will return next week. But for now, I think we probably ought to play another song. Now, this, right, this is punky pop from the UK. It's almost a pop song, Tony, this one. Almost okay. A pop song. And we were a little bit guilty of being almost pop last week.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it's got so many other angles to it. There's glam in this, there's punk in it, there's a bit of garage in it. It's a good time song with a great title. And I think the Veras have been going for a while. I think they split up, got back together. But anyway, we've got them now. That's the important thing. What is the Veras Bandcamp page?
Theveras.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Theveras. Theveras. .bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 1, Paul V, and Instead 1. And this is the brilliantly titled Davey Walking Round with the Soul Off His Shoe. You're listening to Mullet Monster. Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Veras and Davey walking round with the soul off his shoe, and that's OFF because the file says OF of his shoe, the soul of his shoe. It's not the soul of his shoe, it's the soul off his shoe, as you just heard. And you know what? When I see something like that, do you know what it makes me do?
What's that?
It makes me go, Yeah, lots of things make me go, Things that make you go, Oh, well done, Tony. That was a good one. Tell you what, I'm pulling the internet one. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please don't forget, do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, like the page. As we say, best way to leave us a comment is to reply to last week's show post, and we shall see it. Now, after last week's scraping of the barrel, where I used mentions rather than the comments, I'm back to comments this week.
Oh, brilliant. Facebook redeems itself.
But they might be of a similar flavour. No. So, Rumba Records left us a comment.
Heg Tolo, Rumba.
And they say, Goopa Goopa. We love our weekly dose of Punky Radio with our mates Paul B and Tony H. Always spinning and chatting up great stuff. Cheers. And that is a comment. I checked.
It is a comment. You did check.
Devo, a comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Malibu Lou of Rumbar Records.
Devo Records, got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, damn it.
They say, hi. Thanks for playing tracks from this month's Damnations on Devo Records. So that's for Dicks and Rotten Cotton Candy.
Yeah, that's just the Dicks, man.
It's the Dicks, isn't it? Dicks everywhere.
There's dicks all over the internet.
Yep.
I got an email from them as well thanking us.
And oh,
I sent them a reply because some of the labels, some of the people, we play their stuff quite a lot, you know, and they do often thank us, and I never get around to sending anything back. And I sent them an email back this time saying that there is no need to thank us. It's an absolute pleasure, although it is nice to hear from people when they do, because lots of people don't. So then they sent an email back. See, that's the problem. You then get in a bit of a loop.
Mm.
So they then sent an email back saying, that's exactly why we sent it, because we know that we don't get a lot of thanks for what we do, and it's nice to hear it. So I didn't reply.
Good.
Because otherwise, we'd have been there all week saying how great each other were, and I don't need to be told.
No?
No. No, I already know. Yeah, that's the thing. Right, so... Nah. Sorry, so that concludes...
That's it. Yep.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nah.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for I don't know how to pronounce this band. Stay tuned for Stitasia. I think that's how it is pronounced. But anyway, first off, the underclass. I can say that because it's like the underclass, but it's as if someone from the northeast was saying the underclass, right? And guess what? It's punk rock from the northeast. So they've called themselves exactly what they should. Absolutely brilliant. Great track coming up. What is the underclass's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/theunderclass.
No, it's Facebook. We're both laughing it. It's facebook.com/underclass77. And it's the numeric 77. Underclass 77. Like. I love Geordies. I'm not saying they are Geordies. It's from the northeast. I don't know whether they are technically Geordies or not. But anyway. Paulie B and the internet too. Tony Wan, stay tuned for Stitasia, but first, not messing around. We'll be right back.
douche nozzle.
Det är de små orden som tar mest, som gör det jävligt klart att du inte är någonting där. Det är en blick på stan, en ogenomtänkt kommentar. Det är lagom tak och skärgång på jobbet. Det är hundratals år av förminskade språk och alla som aldrig nått sett hur hårt de orden slår. Hur lågt kan man sjunka, hur mörkt kan det bli?
Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stitazia, I think that's how you say it, and a track called Mandag Morgan, which of course is Monday morning in Norwegian, because they are a great punk band from, now I'm saying northern Norway, I think they might be from Trondheim, but basically, as far as I'm concerned, northern Norway is everything beyond Trondheim, so I'm going to call them northern Norway. I'm not going to call them central Norway, that's weird. Like, and I think Slitazia means wear and tear. You know, I used to speak a little bit Norwegian. Mm-hmm. Means wear and tear. And no. I think they're a great band, really distinctive sounding voice, as you just heard. No one except the Norwegians has any idea what those lyrics are, but I'll tell you what, I think they're great. What a band. What is Slitazia? Facebook page.
Page.com/Slitazia.
Yeah, oh, well said. It is. It's facebook.com/SLITASJE, which I think is pronounced Slitazia. I can probably find out, you know, but that would involve work. Mm. And I'd rather do this. If we get any more from them, we will. I think that we got two tracks from them, I think, and they were the two we played. I will check. We played the other one in like Feb or something. No, that's a lie. I think we played it in June. Oh, I don't know, Tony. I'm getting old. I now sigh a lot. I imagine I've said you're listening to the Fusilis underneath us, have I?
Possibly.
Because I already can't remember. But yeah. If I did, thanks anyway.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, did you do anything last week?
It was worky-worky, housey-housey, I think. The only thing of note was we went back in the studio and tweaked the mix.
I'll tweak your mix.
Yeah, that mix was tweeted and tweaked. So that's done, I think, now. So those four tracks we did are done. Until we mess with them again, and we're not sure what we're doing. We were going to do an EP, and we now wondering if we should just hold it back and make an album.
I wouldn't bother doing an EP. Yeah, it's a waste of time.
I think we'll just do an album. So we'll probably just do another two lots of four. Yeah. And go and do a 12-track album or something.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's that really.
And then once you've done all 12, that's when you get a mastered, so they all sound the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably get a vinyl. Because we want a vinyl, but we think it's probably not worth doing it for a single, but we'll probably do a vinyl album.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, that's the way the world's turning, apparently.
Is it?
Apparently, so.
I don't know about anything anymore. Yeah. I really don't, so.
Well, people keep telling us to do vinyl, and then when I went to Earache the other week, and they had loads of vinyl, and it was like, yeah, definitely, no brainer, do vinyl. All right. Right. Fine. But they also do cassettes, so.
Well, they're not quite right in the head, are they?
Really, really not all right.
the complete mentalist. They spent way, way too much time listening very loudly to, well, they weren't listening now, but listening to very loud hardcore metal for many, many years, and that is going to affect your brain.
That's true. Maybe we shouldn't be trusting their advice on anything, Eddie.
I don't trust it, you earache. They talk nonsense.
that was my week anyway.
Yeah.
How was yours?
I love earache. I should say we love it. Yeah. Great label. Well, Tony, on Friday night,
yeah,
I went to see Motorhead tribute band Motorkill,
right,
at the Tap and Tumbler. And I got there about sort of 10 to 9. There was a band already on that was their support band that were called the Dirty Orchids. And the Dirty Orchids are a metal covers band. And I listened to them for about half an hour, and then they said, right, we're taking a break now, we'll be back in half an hour. And I went, oh, hang about. Oh. I'm not sure Motorkill are on this evening. And the people that I was meeting there hadn't shown up.
Right.
And alarm bells were ringing. And I have to say that the Dirty Orchids, when they said that, you know, it was, I felt it was a real bad thing, but I got quite emotional when I left the Tap and Tumbler, having not seen Motorkill, because I thought, this is probably the last time I'll ever see the Dirty Orchids. Do you know why?
No.
I thought they were shit. Right? and so there's no way that I'm going there again. Lots of people liked them, you know, it wasn't my thing. So anyway, I went down to Foreman's for a pint, and went in there, I ordered the pint, looked round, and on the wall was a fucking great poster saying Motorkill Saturday, right?
Oh, right.
I got the days wrong, right? I got the days wrong, Tony. So anyway, on Saturday I hadn't sold any tickets for my tour, so I settled down to listen to the football, because it was the start of the Premier League season. Just check my phone at 2:15. One person had bought a ticket. Bollocks. I had to get ready really quickly and get into town at 3:00, where I showed one person around town for 2 hours. Oh. And me and him had a really good laugh. It was great fun. It was fine. He's left me a review thanking me.
Oh.
5 stars, of course. So then I got back, and then I had some food, and then I went out again, hoping I would see Motorkill at the Tap and Tumbler. And I did.
Excellent.
And they're really good. They're really good. They're a fantastic Motorhead covers band. And they've even got the component parts of the original band. They are a three-piece and all that, you know, etc. Although the Lemmy in Motorkill, mm, looks like he might have eaten the remains of the original Lemmy.
Right, okay.
And we're not going to go into more detail on that, but they are great. If you get the chance to catch them live, do. And I'm glad it only took me 2 nights in a row to finally see them. And Heg Tolo to the man I'm calling Frank Brooks, who was the man who got me to go in the first place. But also, when I said I'll see you on Friday, he didn't say it's on Saturday.
Mm.
So, but he forgot, you know, these things happen. Yeah. And I'm not getting any younger. And then I got the tram back, went for a quick pint of the Lion, and then walked up the hill back to my house. Oh, I was knackered. Mm. And then I sat down in front of the TV, and I watched the entire I don't know if it's first season or the whole season of Year of the Rabbit. I'd only seen one of them. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, I loved it. It's Matt Berry, New York City.
Oh, okay.
How can I not watch it? Oh, it's brilliant. But I think there's only six.
Right.
And it's definitely worth watching. And I can't remember what I watched it on. It might have been Amazon Prime. It might have been that All Four thing. I don't know, but it's brilliant anyway. And you will like it.
Cool.
Yeah, so I watched that, and then I fell asleep in front of the telly and woke up at 7:40 in the morning.
Wow.
Well done, me. I don't want to talk about anything else.
Okay.
I want to get on the next song.
All right.
This is from The Vault. This is The Rockets. We played this years ago, and then I did bump into the lead singer back in March and had a good old chinwag with him, and I thought, you know what, I must play this. And then I mentioned to my mate Steve, who had heard something by them, and I went, oh, wait until you hear this song. So it's Steve in the Duke's Arms, of course.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
So what I thought we'd do is play this again. We haven't played it for years. It's a great sort of punky rockabilly number, I suppose. They are from Los Angeles, Tony, and that's where I first met them, and indeed saw them. What is The Rockets website?
Therockets.com.
therocketsband.com. It's therocketsband.com. Paul is at three, Tony two. And if you like the way I rock, you're going to dig the way I roll. Listening to Sit of It's and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rockets and Dig the Way I Roll. Great song, that. I'll tell you. Thanks, great song. We play great songs every week, don't we?
We do.
And Haig Tolo to The Rockets as well, who are a terrific live act and mainly tour in, well, I say tour, they mainly gig in the West Coast and southwestern bit of the United States, but they get around as well. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. Thanks for all your gigs. You haven't emailed me, so I found one of my own.
Oh, well done,
well,
Tony.
It's not one of mine this week. I'm having a little hiatus. I'm tired.
All right. Hey, listen, I don't suppose you can do this whole bit in a Geordie accent, can you?
No.
Oh, how about a pirate?
No.
Come on, Tony.
No.
Do pirate.
It won't be far off. It is in Portsmouth.
Oh, right. Well, this sounds like the perfect opportunity to do a Geordie pirate accent. Go for it, Tony.
No.
Go on, try it. One sentence. One sentence for me. Go on.
So, at the Fair and Pub, why? Mad, who are an arco-punk band, MAD. So they've got their debut album coming out, so they've got a release party going on. At the Fair and Pub on Trinity Street in Fair, it's a free entry gig. It's just them. They're playing the album from start to finish.
So if you're into anarcho punk and you're in Portsmouth on Saturday night, this is this Saturday the 24th, you can't go much further wrong than going to the Fairham.
It sounds great, but this is a big but here, Tony. You know, I like big buts and I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's a big but here, which is, if I was an anarcho punk band and I'd brought out an album, I would play every single track, but I wouldn't play them in order.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they're missing a trick there.
Right, you're right.
Where's the anarchy in playing it in order? Should be random, with a few flowers and random covers thrown in. That's how I would have done it. But I bet it's brilliant. And when you hear, and I do think the only time we've ever heard an album, or I've ever heard an album played in order, was when Rites of Hadda did it. I think it's fantastic. So it'll be great anyway.
Well,
I'd just like to say one other thing while we're in the gig guide bit about the Dirty Orchids, right?
Mm.
Now, I know so little about metal, and I should say that they were well received by the people that were there. It was one of those, I just didn't get it. And you know why? Because I thought, these songs don't seem to go with each other. I didn't know that they were covers, because I know so little about metal, until the fifth or sixth track, when they did a metal version of Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't really as good as the original.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I don't think it really lent itself to a metal reading.
I think I might have heard a metal version of that before. I'm sure I have.
It was probably by the Dirty Orchids. Because I think they are a popular band. And there's some people that I spoke to on the Saturday night when I said that I've been to see, they said, oh, yeah, they're great. We love them. Fantastic covers band. But I didn't know the covers. So that's the thing. So I just want to backtrack a bit of saying they were shit. I thought they weren't my sort of thing. I should have said that. But it wouldn't have been as funny if I'd said that.
We're not quite metal heads, I would go as far as to say. It's just strange because we're in Mansfield, loads of metal. We have metal here.
Yeah. You'd think I would have just learnt it in the 6 years I was there, but I've just never really gone with it. And when some people said to me, yeah, but if you don't like metal, why have you come to this, as in Motorkill? I said, because as far as I'm concerned, Motorhead are punks with long hair.
Yeah, Motorhead.
Like, they rock. They're not really it's metal, rock. Are they? More rock, yeah, but it's like punk. And also, as I'm sure that we have mentioned before, but Lemmy had depth with the Damned, for example, and was quite into his punk rock. So, you know, it kind of fits.
I would never put Motorhead in metal. I know they kind of, from the covers, they look metal, but I always thought it's just like a slightly heavier AC/DC.
Like, exactly. It's like AC/DC, isn't it? They're a rock band, really.
Yeah. How weird. Well, there you go. I won't be seeing the Dirty Orchids, or whatever they're called.
I don't think they'd be your cup of tea either, Tony.
I don't think they would.
No.
That's all right. That's fine. But that is it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. A wicked game you played. Right. I got a wicked game for you.
Okay.
It's called Two Songs in a Row. Staging for Pizza Tramp, and we only played the other week, but you know what? They've got their new single out now, and I can't wait to tell you about it. But first, the other new favourite band I've got this year, Goblin Shark, Tony, who I've described here as scary-looking fuckers from Finland. But they are. But the stuff they do, there's a groove to what they do. It's kind of bluesy, it's kind of garagey, it's kind of funky, it's kind of all sorts of things. The only thing it definitely is, Tony, is Goblin Shark. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/ We Are Goblin Shark.
Good idea, but no, facebook.com/ The Goblin Shark. Put it in the internet for Tony too. And I imagine that's because I'm not saying that a Goblin Shark has got his own Facebook page. But I think that there is a Facebook page for Goblin Sharks. And if you never looked at a Goblin Shark, I don't recommend it.
No.
Because they're nearly as scary looking as the fucking band.
Right, okay.
But anyway, Staging for Pizza Tramp. Oh, and this came via Voodoo Rhythm as well. And very little bad ever appears from Voodoo Rhythm. I love everything they send us. Point of the internet for Tony 2, Staging for Pizza Tramp. This is Goblin Shark, Shake Your Hips. Thank you.
tell you about dance that's going around. Everybody doing it, from the grown-ups down. Don't have to move your head, don't have to move your hands, don't have to move your lips, just shake your hips. I do the hip shake, baby.
Some of you, but we're changing our name to Mr. Slam. Running. All you Mr. Slam! A Mr. Slam! A Mr. Slam! It's Mr. Fucking Slam to you, motherfucker! Accept no imitations! Accept no imitations! This is the real thing, baby! Mr. Slam! County God hates you for life! For life! 2023!
You're listening to De Zorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Peter Tramp and the track called Mr. Slam, South Welsh hardcore punk nutters, and they've done a video for this, and it's really brilliant. Go to their website, which is
PeterTramp.com.
It is PeterTramp.com. PeterTramp as in Burger King. You know what they've done there. Mm-hmm. PeterTramp.com. Tony 3, probably the internet 4. And if you go to PeterTramp.com, you can find the video for Mr. Slam, which they had a big plan for, and they storyboarded, and then they couldn't be bothered. So one of them took his kids down an industrial estate, and they did the video, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I love PeterTramp. Right, Tony 3, Paul V, and Instead 4. We will be playing more Peter Tramp from their new album that's out now, that I think it's called The Last Something or Other, isn't it? Is it The Last Supper?
Something like that, yeah. It's not Last Supper, it was something like that, isn't it? The Last Something.
It's something like that, isn't it? Yeah. But anyway, it's brilliant, and we will be playing more from it. Are you doing anything this week?
I think it's quiet. I think I'll be mostly, a bit more house stuff. I'm doing the garden at the minute. So when I've got this spare time, I'm gardening, then work, no band stuff. No, it's just a housey kind of month. We've had two estate agents around. I hate estate agents. So we just got trying to get it finished next couple of weeks, see if we can sell it. That's it, really. What are you up to this week?
I don't hate estate agents.
No,
I would prefer it if they could be a little bit more honest about things. But I don't actually physically detest them. They have a job to do. And they are a vital part of the buying and selling process. So I think there is a place for them.
They're just snaky. And I think when we saw one on Thursday, one on Friday, and the Thursday one was fine, it was quite open. The Thursday one, afterwards, we were reading things into it. It's like, well, why did he do this? Why did he do that? And it was like, I think
you've been over analysing an estate agent, haven't you?
Absolutely. Because he said weird things, and it was like the price was low and things like that. And I thought he was just pricing it for a low sale, and we're trying to work it out. And it's not being honest. It's like,
it's always the best policy, Tony.
Well, that's what I find.
There's something I forgot to tell you. About last Friday.
Right.
So after I'd not seen the band I went to see and seen a band I didn't intend to instead, and then went to Foreman's, and then rather than getting the tram back, I got the bus back, and the bus stops outside a pub in Nottingham called the Royal Oak, which is arguably the scariest pub around me. And that, Tony, is saying something.
It is, yeah, wow.
And I've been in there once or twice and thought, I'm leaving here before I get mugged by a member of staff, you know. So anyway, I got off the bus, and my mate Jazz was standing outside having a smoke. He went, "All right, mate." He went, "All right, do you want to go in the pool?" I went, "Probably not." He went, "It's all right. I know people." I went, "Okay." Right. So I went in, ended up having a pint in there and having quite a laugh. It was all right. And then I walked home. Anyway, this week, no real plans. The football season has started. Nottingham Forest drew against Bournemouth 1-1. Terrible injury to one of our star players, Danilo, in the first 15 minutes, broke his ankle. We probably should have won the game. It's always Bournemouth. Oh, something always goes wrong for us against Bournemouth. Ended up 1-1. I'm not going to moan about it too much. But it does mean every weekend now I'm on the football as well as everything else. And one thing we haven't discussed, and I'm not sure, is it the bank holiday this weekend?
Next week, isn't it? It's 26th, I think,
isn't
it?
It's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Monday week, but I mean, it's the bank holiday weekend, which I hadn't thought about at all. I've made no plans for and might do something. It's a great opportunity for you, Tony, to take the lovely Steph somewhere nice.
B&Q? Works.
Yeah, if that's what...
John's Decorating Centre?
that sort of flavour. Where the fuck is John's decorating centre?
There's
that
corner. I mean, it's a very local reference. There's a few people.
It really is.
A few people in Mapley who might who chuckle at that. But yeah,
I have not heard. This is fantastic. Right. So, what's your business plan? Well, I want to open a decorating centre. And what's your name? John. So what are you going to call it? John's Decorating Centre. Here's the money. Go ahead. That's genius. Genius.
It's been there years.
Genius. John's Decorating Centre.
Well, Burrell, for your decorating needs, if your name's John.
Well, all right, I was going to say, because all of my decorating needs are, I need someone to decorate, because right. I can't do it myself. Terrible. All right, then. So anyway, yeah, that's about it. Okay. I got no idea really what I'm doing this week because I hadn't planned ahead, hadn't looked at it, hadn't realised that there's the extra day, it's the bank holiday. In past years, I've gone up to the edge of a fringe. I doubt I'll do that. So not sure. So instead, I thought we'd play a track by this great band that had just been in the studio, thought about making an EP, but now it might be an album.
Yeah.
And just so you know, I've actually written down the website for them, because I know that you're going to take care of this. And do you know what I put down for the website?
What's that?
In capital letters. Tony. Perhaps you'd like to introduce this one, young man.
Yeah, so as mentioned, we've been in the studio the past couple of weeks, and we tweaked this. This is fresh. So it's a four-track EP, it was going to be. This is the lead track off it, but it's not now not going to be a lead track, because it's not going to be an EP. So this is my band, The Apocalypse Babies. So Tony The Apocalypse Babies, for you know, is the long version, but they still call it the short version.
Yeah,
which is weird, really.
Childish, isn't it?
Yeah, if you get a short.
I mean, really? If you think of the short, then you should call it Tony.
Exactly. It loops off.
Was
the
that what you were thinking
yeah,
as
yeah.
well?
Yeah,
of course
quicker.
It was. Of course it was, you megalomaniac.
Everyone can spell Tony. No fucker can spell Apocalypse Babies.
Well, we can't. Apocalypse Babies can't spell exactly. Apocalypse, can they? That's the main problem there.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, is there any Ebo on this one?
Not on this one, no.
Good. That's why I picked it.
Excellent.
Wanker.
So, I'm asking you what the website is, or are you asking me?
Yeah, you're asking me. I don't know it. I haven't got a clue.
Okay, excellent then. Well, I win then.
Well, yeah, but you're going to tell me, aren't you? There's still a point going on here.
Well, because I don't control the Facebook, we haven't got a default URL, because Asterix doesn't right. understand how these things work. But we have apocalypsebabies.com, which redirects to it. So, apocalypsebabies.com, spelled in the weird...
So, you're still not asking me then?
Oh, I thought you said I was going to tell you. What is our website, Paul?
Is it tony.com?
It fucking should be, shouldn't it?
It will be before long.
Tony.com?
I don't know, but that's the umbrella for all things Tony.
You might buy tonytonytony.com, like tour.
You should buy tonytonytonytony.com, because it's for tonytonytonytony.com. That would be brilliant. And then, because then you've got four aspects of Tony on the same website.
Ah.
You have Tony 1, and that can take him to, like, kind of stuff that's not really interesting, do we work? And then you've got Tony 2, which is DIY tips. You've got Tony 3, which is hard rocking. Yeah. And then Tony 4, which I'm...
Sensitive
I'm,
lover.
You've taken the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, Tony 4, sensitive lover.
There you go.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, then, but you want to introduce it, because I can't be bothered.
This is The Apocalypse Babies and Drunk Again.
Shut up, moaning, sunny sea. Got my chair up, fucking blue, impossible. the one to blame. Drunk today, I can't even remember my name.
You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Apocalypse Babies, track called Drunk Again. We don't know when it will be out. It's not available as of yet, is it? But it will be at some point.
That there is a world exclusive.
Wow. Yeah, another groundbreaking punky radio.
There you go.
And how fitting it should be called Drunk Again. I did just look up. While that was being played, I looked up TonyTonyTonyTony.com. Already registered, mate.
Oh, for God's sake.
But they haven't renewed. It's expired, but it has not renewed. So I went to GoDaddy. TonyTonyTonyTony.net or .org are available. $14.99. Look at you, GoDaff.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you?
You just want the original and best, don't you?
Of course you do.
Well, in that case, then, you're going to have a word with the bloke who's got it registered. Because Tony is not available.
Or the four Tonys that's got it registered, who knows? We don't know.
Yet.
The Quattro Formaggio of the Tony world. You don't know.
The Quattro Tonaggio. I'm going for. Quattro Tonaggio.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps you get quattrotonaggio.com.
That's probably there.
I'm pretty sure you get that on 50 pence.
Yeah.
Quattrotonaggio.com. That's the way forward, Tony. Because that way, you get to expand to an Italian market as well. Because we want to take Tony global, don't we? Quattrotonaggio.
And even be .it as well, even there for the Italian market.
So, you'd take .it, you'd take quattrotonaggio.it, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, of course it was. It's got .it in, hasn't it?
It's got .it in it. You're already loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, let's not talk about that anymore because it's boring to everybody else. have you got a twat?
I do.
Great. Let's hear that weird thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat.
Is that?
Dirty news.
So, what's up with this one then?
Right. So, Steve's been in touch.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah. So, if you've got a track to nominate, don't forget. It's been such a while since we've done it.
Really hoping it would have been Jeff.
No. Yeah. If you've got a twat, don't forget, email me tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination. All tracks give you thanks. Every track's planned to. Jeff, get in touch.
Be very or nice. Just shout Tony really loudly and you might appear. I don't know whether I'm excited about there being a new Beetlejuice or not.
Oh, it looks good though.
Yeah.
I think it looks alright. I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, I quite like, you know, Winona Ryder. I've always been a fan of her.
Well, yeah, I don't really think it needs making, but I am happy to be wrong. But if someone does shout Tony, and you just vanish out of your house and appear at theirs, there's something in it.
There you go.
Or if they just shout Quattrotonaggio, and you just appear in Sicily or something.
Fresh pizza.
Yeah, full of Tony.
Like a really nice version of Candyman.
It would be a tuna piece, wouldn't it? Because tuna is Tony and Tony in Italy and all that. Your name in Italian is tuna.
Right. Well, that's not good, is it?
Well, I don't know how you feel about that.
I'm not very happy with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it might be like guitar tuna.
Well, that tastes even worse on a pizza.
I've had far worse than that on a pizza. I'm sorry, go on, let's get twatting.
So Steve's been in touch.
Hey, hello, Steve.
And he does say that he's liking the Tony quizzes when there's no is a twat. So thanks for that, Steve.
Well, and you obviously love that because it's quiz time for Tony. It's got your name in it.
Yeah, it's got my own jingle.
Yeah.
My name's like
which I stupidly did just to further your egomania.
But Steve says, thanks, Tony. It seems that I could nominate an American politician every week for Is It a Rap, but I'm sure that would bore the punky listeners.
No, I don't think it would.
Nah. But, I don't know, this has to be probably a record, but it's not a surprise. I have to nominate Donald Trump again.
Of course he does.
Because of his recent comparison of the Medal of Freedom and Medal of Honor awardees. The Medal of Honor is given to people who did extraordinary service in defense of the United States, while the Medal of Freedom is for civilians who make a contribution to society. When he recognized a person in the crowd who donated money to his previous presidential campaigns, to whom he had given the Medal of Freedom, Trump said, "The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor, but civilian version is actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor, that's soldiers."
They're right. Oh, yeah, but soldiers are handing out medals all day, aren't they?
Because they've been hit by so many bullets, or they're dead.
Yeah. Unless the bullet hits them in the medal. That often happens in films, doesn't it?
Or it does.
The cigarette box or the pill box or a little picture that they had in the top pocket to save them.
Hip flasks, medals, sort of that kind of shit.
It was a nice touch the first time, but now we tire of it, don't we, Tone?
Mm, yes. They even did it in Deadpool 2.
They did.
Yeah. It's tired. But yeah, so I'm all right with this.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I could try
also, he has just called the woman whose name everybody gets wrong and they get very upset about it, who he's running against in the presidency. What's she called?
Kamala Harris?
No, I think it's Kamala Harris. I think it's Kamala Harris.
Harris.
That's how I'm saying from now on.
Okay.
Quattro Tonaggio.
No chance to be president, me.
No. No, you weren't born in the States.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
Also, I can't see they're going to vote Quattro for Tonaggio on the voters. I don't know. Who knows? Vote Quattro.
Vote Quattro. Fire up the Tony.
Vote Pedro.
Fire up the Tony. Go on, then.
Right, so for saying...
This show's fallen apart, hasn't it? We're doing all right, and now we're rambling.
So for saying awards to military service are not as good as the awards he gives to his donors, Donald Trump from Florida...
Is a twat. Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Shiny Elbows.
Shiny Elbows indeed.
One last track this week, the Wallaroos, Tony. Wallaroos, they are Belgian psychobilly fun. I had the chance to see them at the psychobilly meeting, but they were on in the afternoon and I couldn't get out of bed.
Right.
They are brilliant. They're kind of psychobilly, but with keyboards and saxophone. So they've been likened to both King Kurt and Kings of Nothing, for want of a better expression. But they're not the Kings of Wallaroos, they're Wallaroos, and they're brilliant. I love this song. What is Wallaroos' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Wallaroos band?
You'd hope so. Facebook.com/profile.php %ID 100031928210624. And
was
that, Tony?
Yes,
D4 URL. That was D4 URL, but they are Belgian. They're probably busy with beer, chocolate, and the other thing.
Yeah.
It's probably beer and the internet more. Tony and the internet less. This is Wallaroos, Rusty Bolt.
So I swing it hard, I wanna get rid of a rusty bolt. As soon as that bullet means a chunk, it's hard to rain in my heart. Just so I can never do what to rust even more. Hope I get fixed like I did before. Want to saw, so I swing it hard, I wanna get rid of a rusty bolt. So smack it hollow and get a rhythm of a rusty bolt.
risk of the 5 minute instant switch.
It was a velvet fellas like it was Mr. Bobby that chain block.
When it starts, so it's smack it hollow and get a rhythm of rusty bolt. So it's smacking hard, I wanna get rid of a rusty bolt. Once it's hard, so it's smacking hard, I wanna get rid of the rusty bolt.
Hey, in a cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Wallaroo's Rusty Bolt. What a track. Belgian psychobilly fun there. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people listen to the show in a way they haven't done before, Tony.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page. All the shows are in the archive. You can listen there, please do. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkson.com. And if you are down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App, we're in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music. In their podcast thing, they've also got this thing called an Alexa, and if you get a thing called a skill for Alexa, you can get the skill store, search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. It will understand what to do when you say Goopa Goopa, play me some Punky Radio, and she will do so, because that's what she does.
Yes, that's what she's supposed to do,
isn't it?
Yeah, she gets carried away. She's a loose cannon.
Wrong.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Bunch of guns, yeah!